Hello, everybody. We are awfully glad to be back on this stage. We love playing here. Thanks for spending part of your Saturday night with us. We've had a blast this weekend. Of course, we didn't have anything to do until tonight, but, you know, it's been pleasant. Hanging around, listening to some music, and seeing old friends. I do want to take just a minute of your time and introduce everybody on the stage here to you. How many of you out there have never seen Hot Rise before? Just make a little racket out there. I'd say that's 17%. Well, I'll start with the newest guy in the band over here from Asheville, North Carolina, great guitar player. You know him, you love him, he's been in the band for 10 years, Mr. Brian Sutton. And from the youngest to the oldest, over here on the banjo. Right, the fourth youngest member of the band with the banjo. Originally from New York City, he's been in Colorado for many years. World famous bluegrass and banjo educator, songwriter, and all around good guy. Original president of the IBMA, Mr. Pete Wernick, Dr. Banjo himself with the banjo. With the mandolin and fiddle, vying for the title of Mr. Gray Fox 2012. A utility player who can writes great songs and plays the fiddle and the mandolin and sings and does all that stuff beautifully. He is a Grammy winner and a much celebrated young man. The third youngest member of the band, Mr. Tim O'Brien.
I forgot to mention, like we used to in the early days, you know, you won both the Wyoming and the Colorado fiddle contest in the 1970s. That's pretty great. Helped him get his launch. And speaking of launch, we're going to tell you about our MC, bass player, apprentice singer, or assistant main singer in the band. How am I doing? Terrible. I've known this man for a long time. He's been in the band since 1978. Great singer, great talent, and has the E-Town radio show, which keeps him mighty busy. Listen to it on your radio in your house. Please welcome Mr. Nick Forster on the four-string electric bass.
Thank you very much. We started, as Pete mentioned, back in the 70s. In the last century, and in those days, we wrote a lot of tunes, and Pete made up a lot of instrumentals, and we would sort of create this spacey, secret Southwestern flavor. And we're going to do something that's sort of along those lines right now. It's a new tune that Pete wrote. It's called Sky Ride.